Hey, Michael, it's Rob Henschel in Traverse City, Michigan. I just want to drop you a quick note. Let you know I just closed a construction company on $10,500 in consulting. Things are going good.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a short recording with Rob Henschel in how he just closed his second account with a construction company worth $10,000. This is an exciting accomplishment for Rob since he was about to give up on the entire consulting practice just less than 3 weeks ago. So enjoy.
Hello, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, Mike here.
Michael, how you doing?
Congratulations, bud.
Thanks.
Tell me what happened. When did you set this opportunity analysis up?
This one was handed to me. It doesn't get any better than this.
All right, tell me about it.
I was in church on Sunday. We're actually new members at a local church here, and a guy just walked up to me. We were in Sunday school. A guy walked up to me and said, "So what do you do?" So I told him, I just said, "Well, I'm a marketing consultant. I help small businesses systematize their marketing and advertising and help them cut out their advertising isn't getting results." And from right there, he was in. He's like, "All right." And another guy in that class works for him. Not sure what I did, so he walked up and asked, and I give him a little elevator speech, and he's like, "Oh, can you come out to our shop?"
Okay, so you didn't even know what he did.
No, yeah, he said it was construction. And he did say something about the cement work. Something about people that live around lakes doing cement work for them. It blew by me. We were in a hurry.
Okay, so he said, "Can you come out?"
Yep. So I said, "I'm busy Monday. Make yourself appear busy." So mm-hmm. I said, "I got some time. I can do Tuesday morning or late Monday afternoon." And he said, "Tuesday morning." So I went out there 10:00 this morning.
Where did he have an office?
Yep, he's got an office building. What they do is masonry, like cement cutting, cement piers. It's real specialty construction stuff.
Was he the founder?
Yep. He was working with another company and just broke off 7 years ago, started this company.
How big of a company is it?
Between 1 and 2 million.
So you walked in, so how'd you position yourself, and did you take them through the standard op analysis, or did you print out?
Nope, I did the same thing I did last time. Like I said before, the app analysis, I just know it well enough now that I glean that information as I go through slide presentation, which I do on paper. First thing I did is I walked in, and he was on the phone, and waited for him, and he got done, and he said, "Hey, let me go grab my pop, and I'll be right back." I said, "Well, why don't I go with you and give me a 5-minute tour?" I just sort of walked with him, said, "Hey, give me the 5-minute tour." He said, "All right, if you want." He didn't think that was important, but so he just showed me around a little bit, showed me their some of their equipment and their trucks. They've got a pretty good sized building, so they're not really a small operation. But they're only, I think, about 7 or 8 employees, maybe 10. But it's specialty skilled labor construction stuff. So I just started asking questions, just like on the Dave Flannery interviews, just to, get his story. How did he get into it? What do they do? And he told me all about it. And people are happy to do that. They tell you their story, they instantly like you.
What kind of challenges is he having?
And the real reason he's really interested, they're looking at doing some advertising, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know anything about it. He's a masonry guy. He isn't about marketing. So I just said, I'll give you some information. And so he went back to his office and sat down with him and the other guy, one other guy that was in class with us. So I sat down, and I just chatted with him a little bit, and I took him through the presentation. His marketing assets were pretty obvious. He is doing, radio advertising. It's laughable when you know what you're doing. His audience is like engineers and construction company owners. I can reach them very specifically by radio.
Yeah, how much was he spending on radio ads?
He didn't say. I know he spent $10,000 last year on mailing. He put together just a huge, hefty information. When you go to a home show and you end up with all these piles of information, you're sending those out.
Okay.
$10,000 just on that. So definitely some misguided advertising is the biggest marketing asset I see. And other thing is just he doesn't know what he's doing.
So as you were going through the presentation, could you tell he was pretty impressed?
Yep. He was with it the whole time. Like I said, this one was just practically handed to me. He basically set the meeting. All I did was just played the part of a consultant. Took him through the presentation and said, $3,500 a step. Looking at what you got, I recommend probably 3, maybe 4 of the steps. Throw in direct mail, which he's already doing some. He looked at me and said, for $10,000, in the economy the way it is, if you can just keep me with what I did last year, I'll be worth $10,000 to me.
Did you do the, what do you think we should do next?
Yes, I said that beforehand, and he said, Well, step one. You know, like obvious, like duh. Step one. Looked him up Monday morning, 7 a.m. with him and his staff. He bring a check for $7,000, and I think later on we'll do the third. He wants the third step. He's just going to pay for two up front.
All right, man, that's great. Good job, Rob. Proud of you.
Yeah.
You see, man, you're sticking with it. And
you know, I felt like, did I charge enough? You know, I mean, it was that easy for him to make the decision to blow $10,000. You know, I felt like, man, I probably could have gotten $5,000.
Well, that's okay. No, don't, you're not complaining. On the next one, you'll think about it a little harder before you give your quote.
Yep.
You got to measure them up. Now, you could have done maybe some research on him before you got there and really got a good handle on what he was doing, maybe who his competition, and if you went in there with a little bit of competitive analysis and just that you've reviewed some of his stuff and you've done some research on your own, that would have really kicked his ass and really impressed him. And then when you do that, then you can maybe say $5,000. You know, if you go in with a whole plan, just blow him away.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. So when are you meeting with him for the USP?
Monday, 7 a.m.
How's the store going?
Oh, man, I got into it with the office manager, formerly the corporate president. He stepped down because of all the problems he's having. But yesterday I had sales training with them. It went really well.
Uh-huh.
Got another one today at 3 o'clock. Waiting to get paid, and he kind of lit into me a little and said, you know, you haven't made us a damn cent yet, you know. And, you know, I just held my ground and said, you know, I told you from the beginning this is a process, not an event. If you want to stop it right now, that's fine.
What'd he say?
He backed up.
Okay, good. Did he pay you?
Yeah, $1,000.
Good.
And I am actually doing him a little more of a favor now because I agreed to do a little bit of the business side consulting.
Okay.
While I'm at it. Basically, because this is a family business that really is kind of clueless. They don't know their average gross margin. They don't know their average cost of labor. You got to know how much you're spending, how much you're making, how much your labor is, and what your expenses are.
Does he have repeat business, or?
Yeah, he's got about 10 engineers that are just in love with him, and they always use him. They call him for information, and I talked to him about positioning himself as the obvious expert. He loved that part. You know, come up with some information reports and stuff on the latest in cement cutting and whatever's going on in the industry. I told him, you know, what if we had 20 engineers that were in love with you? That'd double your business. How hard is that if you're feeding them information nobody else is?
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Hey, this will be encouraging for the other consultants.
This client is a big milestone for me because now we get to get out of this house where my kids got lead poisoning. And this is what I needed to go the next step. I mean, yesterday I was like, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we're going to come close to even make my payment to you on the system. Today, it's like one day later and the world is different. And that's my message to anybody that's your back's up against the wall is just keep pushing because you're going to wake up one morning, you have that one meeting, and everything's going to be different. I mean, this totally changes everything. You know, even if it does back out, I know I can land one like this. I know these are out there now. Experience. I mean, you can tell someone these are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can listen to this recording, but they aren't going to know until they get one. Once you know they're out there, I mean, the sky's a lot bluer.
That's the end of the short conversation with Rob. I hope you've enjoyed it.